Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. We've got Middle Cross up. They're going to be singing about that old red book, and I think you're going to like this one.
I remember growing up in church. My dad would lead the choir. They would open the red hymnal, singing Holy Ghost power. God honored every word they sang. We call them the Song of Zion. Now days are called too old-fashioned, and I'm just wondering why. 'Cause amazing grace is still amazing, and the rock of ages is still a firm foundation. There's still power in the blood and victory in Jesus. Have quenched some of our fire, replaced what's blood-bought with some worldly desires. God help us as your children to stay with you, our first love. The Lord that never changes, the word that's begotten all of us. 'Cause amazing grace is still amazing, and the rock of ages is still a firm foundation. There's still power in the blood and victory in Jesus.
Part two of the message, Jesus will rise again. Let's look at Luke's account this morning. Once again, go to chapter number 19. Luke's gospel, chapter number 19. I want you to look at verse number 28. Now, Jesus is going to ride a donkey. In verse number 28, Luke chapter 19, verse 8. Amen. Look at right there, verse 20. And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. Now that's important. Verse 29 is very important, because Jesus ascended from the Mount of Olives. Say, go ye into a village over against you, And in the which ye are entering, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never a man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Now look here, this is foreknowledge. Jesus knows the owner's going to ask. He says, thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they went there, and they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. That's the second time that's mentioned. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. Think about that. Jesus is coming into Jerusalem. They're rejoicing. They're crying, Hosanna. He's worthy to be praised. Jesus is riding the colt, the foal of an ass. And they're taking off their clothes. And they're laying them palm branches down. And they're laying their clothes down. And Jesus is coming across those things. And what are they saying, preacher? He is laying the way to salvation. He's going to the cross. And he knows he's going there. But they don't know he's going that way. Notice what it says. And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought, and when they were come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. The last time he went to a city, the angels said unto the shepherds, glory to God in the highest. And peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Can I tell you, listen, what I'm thinking is this. While on this side, there were some people laying their cloaks down on the ground. And while they begin to rejoice, while they begin to talk about Jesus, while they begin to get excited about what was taking place, I say on the other side, amen, there were some angels rejoicing in glory land. Hey, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. He's worthy of our praise. When we praise him, I think the heavens rejoice. And then he goes on and says, and some of the Pharisees, look here, from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciple. And he said unto them, I tell you, that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Thank God I'm glad. Look here. I'm glad that, man, listen, that while you don't, if you don't rejoice, I tell you, there's some replacements out there. The stones don't need to be rejoicing for me. The stones don't need to be claiming how good he's been. Hey, that stone can't do anything, amen, unless you pick it up. But I want to tell you something. I'm glad this morning that I can do something, amen. I'm glad you can do something. Hey, we all can say, hey, he's been good to us. We consider the second time Jesus rode upon the back of an animal. We find clearly from Scripture that how that the Lord can use borrowed things. Think about that for just a moment. How that the Lord can use borrowed things. He rode a donkey and no one had ever rode before. It was borrowed from the owner. He was conceived in a womb that no baby had ever been before. It was a borrowed womb. He was placed in a tomb no man had ever been placed before. Although he would not only use it for 3 days. Why? Because he's getting ready to get up. It was borrowed. Thank God. Listen, no man's ever borrowed a tomb. Amen. You're going to be there, amen, until it's all the finality of it. But I want to tell you something. Jesus, he borrowed it. It was a borrowed tomb, thank God. You could say it this way. The donkey that was borrowed was great, for he had God on him. I got to think about that donkey for a little while. I don't want to get off subject. You know how I am, man. I get that ADHD thing, I'll be gone. What I'm trying to tell you this morning is the Bible said that there had never been a man set upon him. I tell you, I thought about this, and I preached this a little bit once before, about how that when the Lord Jesus sat upon the back of that thing, I tell you, when he sat on the back of that beast, that colt, the foal of an ass, while he was untrained and while he was unlearned, while he was unrefined, hey, y'all with me this morning? While he had never had anything ever like that happen to him before, I believe, amen, when the Son of God sat down on the back of that whole animal, I believe that wildness began to leave. I believe that rebellion began to flee. I believe, man, that little old donkey, amen, the colt, the foal of an ass, began to walk like a stallion. Hallelujah. He's carrying God on his back. That's what happened to me, friend. Amen. I was unlearned. I was underrefined. But one day, amen, the King of Glory came to where I was at. Amen. And he got on me. And he ain't left since. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad of that this morning. What a blessing. Hallelujah. And then we find it. I tell you, I might get beside myself now. I didn't ever thought a donkey could ever get me beside myself, but thank God. Amen. When you think about what the opportunity that he had. Oh, to carry the Son of God. Oh, amen. To carry the Son of God into the holy city to rule. What an honor, amen, to be able to carry the Lord. And then you say, preacher, what's the big deal about this entry? Well, Jerusalem was crowded at that time with pilgrims who had come for the annual Passover celebration. You say, what's the Passover? Well, we've been studying a little bit the book of Exodus in chapter number 12. And y'all know about the Passover lamb. And they begin over there in chapter number 12. The Passover began on the 10th day. And that's where that they would remove the lamb from the flock. In other words, they begin looking for a sacrifice. Can you imagine that intense search? Trying to find the perfect lamb. Trying to find that one that was without blemish. Exodus chapter 12 verse 5 says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out of the sheep and from the goats. Then we get over in verse 6 and it says, ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. They had to wait for a period of time. They were inspecting that lamb to make sure that it was without blemish. While they were waiting, they'd have to remove the leaven from their houses. They had to clean up. They had to get ready for the special day. Exodus chapter number 12, verse 15 says, 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. In other words, that they were to get their house in order. They was to get ready. Something was about to take place. Boy, the Bible was clearly saying, you got to be clean. You got to be clean. The Lord's coming to the Lamb. And so the Lord Jesus did the same thing, however. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Sure. He got the leaven out of his house. Over in Luke chapter number 19, verse 45. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought, saying unto them, it is written, my house is the house of prayer, but you've turned it into a den of thieves. He is cleaning up. Listen, why was he cleaning up? The Lamb of God was getting ready to walk through the holy city of Jerusalem. He was getting himself ready. He's getting them ready. Amen. To receive the Lamb. That's what he was doing. Now, Hebrews chapter number 9, verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. I want to say on this day, Jesus came riding through the eastern gate of Jerusalem. He came riding the colt, the foal of an ass. And the Bible says over in Luke chapter 19, verse 37, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. I will say, friend, that on his first ride, he had an appointment with the manger. But this time, he had an appointment with Mount Calvary. And Jesus, as he came into Jerusalem that day, knew that it was not going to be long until he is going to have a cross upon his back.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.